Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to spend these next few minutes with me as we conclude a message I've been sharing on the Feast of First Fruits. And we looked at Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, but what we see foreshadowed in this first fruits is a reference to the New Testament scripture of Christ being our first fruits. 1 Corinthians 15, 22, 23, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming." Beloved, Jesus Christ is our life. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. He imparts life. He gives to whomsoever will the waters of life freely. Come and drink. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without price. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit and the bride say, come. There is a call going out. It's not being heard terribly loudly, but it's going to become louder and louder and louder. The voice of the Spirit of the Lord calling the people to come to salvation. Beloved, I believe we're going to see wonderful things. Though some of your loved ones that have been so impossible to reach, He's going to answer prayer. He has a time and a season, and He knows how to get to every single one. I don't know what your testimony is, but let me tell you, when it was God's time for me, I was more than ready. He gives us His resurrection power and anointing, beloved, and He wants us to walk in that realm of faith, in that absolute trust and praise, knowing that God is going to do the work. It's not by our flesh. It's not by the arm of our strength. It is by the mighty moving of the Spirit of God, just as it was the Spirit of God that brought the miracles, the growth to the early church. So it's going to be the same in these last days. It's going to be the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. The body of Christ should be so quickened, so alive, so pulsing, so throbbing with God's divine life. We, as the body of Christ, should be alive in His divine power, proclaiming the glorious gospel of the kingdom of God in power and authority, without compromise, without fear of favor, meeting the desperate needs of this dying world. Beloved, churchianity can't do it. Programs can't do it. Religious ceremonies can't do it. Madison Avenue techniques, things we adopt from the world for church growth, promotional schemes can't do it. Beloved, it's got to be the power of God. Oh, perhaps if they can build the biggest churches, pull together the best architects, the finest financial managers, but unless God builds the house, they that labor, labor in vain, the scriptures say. And instead of it being a house of prayer, it is a glorious mausoleum filled with dead man's bones. The same indictments that Jesus spoke to the religious leaders of His era when He walked the face of the earth, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, they were blind. They were blind leaders of the blind, and they're all going to fall in the ditch together. Beloved, the heart of man has not changed. Those religious spirits are still out there, and it's not by protocol. It's not by legalism. It's not the letter, because the letter kills, but it's the Spirit of God that gives life. It's the Spirit quickening the letter. Praise God. The devil would like nothing better than to stop God's word from going out over the airwaves, over radio, over television. Beloved, there is a move that is happening right now, those who have eyes to see can see it, to rob you from enjoying the liberty and freedom that you possess to worship the Lord Jesus Christ as you desire. In the nations of the world, beloved, the persecuted church is going through untold sacrifices, martyrdom, all manner of persecution and affliction. Here in this country, it's just anti-Christian rhetoric for now. But beloved, we don't know the future. We know that the devil knows that his time is short, and his wrath is being poured out. Those who will deny the Lord, those who will refuse salvation, they are willingly choosing. In some cases, some don't know, some are in ignorance, but God, I believe in his mercy. That's how we pray. Even those who are most the stiffest advocates of all that Satan represents and wants to do in this earth, we pray for salvation. God alone knows their heart. And just even in the time of Jesus, there was Nathanael, there was a Joseph of Arimathea. They heard the word. Beloved, we need to stand for the Lord as never before. And that is one of the reasons, because of the forces at work in our nation today, why we must come into sonship. We must begin to walk and talk and act like the sons and daughters of God. The first sheaf of the harvest presented to God is a type of Christ, who was the corn of wheat that fell into the ground and died that he might bring forth much fruit. John 12:24 says, "Verily, verily, words of Jesus, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Paul said, "For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so also are the branches." The sheaf also represents the first fruits of a new life in Christ. Beloved, it's not with the enticing words of man's wisdom. It is not intellectualism. Hear what Paul said in 1 Corinthians the 17th chapter, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us, unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Beloved, we are made alive unto God through the Lord Jesus, and the sheaf of our whole nature should be presented to God as the first fruits of a harvest of praise and honor and obedience and fruitfulness. You know, brothers and sisters, everything obeys the word of his power. Everything in this natural earth, in this realm, there's natural principles at work, scientific principles that can't be disannulled. His word is at work in the heavens and in the earth. In far-off galaxies, they're held in divine order and harmony because of the word of his power. The only area that thwarts or stand against his will is man, because of the free will he has given us. And also those demonic angels that have stood against, have sided with Satan, they also have free will. For far too long, beloved, carnal man has limited the workings of God's power in the church. God has no limitations. I want to say that again. God has no limitations. The day is at hand right now when we must come to that realization and begin to believe it with all of our hearts. The time is now, not some future time, but right now. Now is the day of salvation, in which we as the children of God must not only let God do mighty things for us, but we must begin to let God do mighty things through us. God is readying his storehouse to give to all those who will come to him and come out of the wilderness place, that wilderness place of wandering, of confusion, of doubt, and unbelief. And he is waiting so he can pour out his blessings upon us. Beloved, Christ is our bread. He is our life, our very life, our breath. He's our drink. He's our food. We can have, because he's promised us this, beloved, his divine strength and energy. As our days are, so shall our strength be. We can have his divine faith. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I believe it says in Mark, "Have ye the faith of God." That's literally what that is saying. He's given us, if we have the mind of Christ, well, then we should have his is faith. Is that not right? The things that Christ wants to speak forth in this earth, we as his vessels can speak forth the will of God. What was that beautiful prayer? Lord, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You can't sum it up any more beautifully, any more succinctly, any more simply. We can have his divine resurrection power. We celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, not just to celebrate a one-time event, Jesus came forth out of the grave, but that same resurrection power is being administered to his church today. We can have his resurrection anointing. We can have his mind. We can have dominion and power over all things if we will only believe and doubt not in our heart. When Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, beloved, God reached down out of heaven and rent the veil from the top to the bottom, that heavy veil. And that veil, in a glorious sense, if you will, represented God's heart being opened through his Son, Jesus Christ, to every man, woman on earth who would come to him. Hear the word of the Lord in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Beloved, Unveil Christ Ministries, that's what this ministry is all about, is unveiling the living Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is the very representation of God. The fullness of God dwelleth in him. And you know, when that happened, when Jesus died, when that veil was rent, who knows what the response of the religious leader of those days, they were probably horrified. And who knows, they may have started to try to sew the veil up back up from the beginning to the bottom, because it was rent from the top to the bottom, to keep the people from coming to the heart of God. But you know what, beloved? They couldn't stop the church. They couldn't stop God's people. They couldn't stop the body of believers back then, and they cannot stop the church today. Praise God for his anointing. Praise God for the victory that is in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. Praise God. Oh, beloved, I hope you can rejoice today, and all of us, if we can gain just a little deeper appreciation of what Jesus did and the tremendous potential that waits before us, the possibilities that lie in the day in which we are living, in the days ahead. May Jesus be glorified. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And beloved, we celebrate that today. May you experience his resurrection power and anointing as never before in your life. This is Judith Glass, Sister Judith, saying, may God's best forever be yours. And until next time, I love you and pray for you every day. God bless you.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,